With our hopes and dreams, God fulfills every dream, every hope, every desire of your heart. Every desire is fulfilled. So every hope that you've had, every dream that you've had, are sacred hopes and sacred dreams and sacred desires. They have energy. They have power. And the more hopes and dreams you've had, the more power you're giving those hopes and dreams as you think about them and you hope that they're going to happen. Remember, the hope and dream that I had was to make contact with God. For since I was a little girl, I wanted to know God. And I was determined as a child to, God's going to talk to me someday. I don't know how, I don't know where, but he's going to do it. And that was a hope and dream of a little girl. That was a hope and dream. And God honored that hope and dream in me. God honors every hope and dream and desire of your heart. So these are important. Your hopes and dreams are gems. They're gems. And the gems that have not been fulfilled yet will be fulfilled. That's part of the law. The law says that every desire of your heart will be fulfilled. Every desire, if not now, in a future incarnation, in a future time, your dreams will be fulfilled. You know, if you want to be a great singer, think of Elvis Presley. He had that desire probably four lives. And finally, this life, he became this great musician and singer. He got his hope and dream fulfilled. That was his desire. Whatever your desires are, they will be fulfilled. It is a law of the universe that your hopes and desires are sacred. So as you put them down on the paper, think of them as being sacred hopes and desires that may be fulfilled at some time. And you may have some new hopes and desires coming down on that paper. I know I found some new ones. And we just write them down. And then I'm going to show you what we're going to do with those hopes and desires. So what are your gems? Those sacred little things that are so special that maybe you've never even told anybody. They belong to you. They belong in the heart of hearts. And you're going to write them down and look at them. They're gems. They're beautiful. They're worth honoring. They're worth honoring in every way. And if your desire is to know God, truly, 100%, you will indeed know God. In you, and you will discover that God is the very essence of your being. What are your hopes? What are your dreams? What are your most sincere desires? Write them down. Surprise yourself. You may be surprised. What remains unfulfilled regarding your relationship with yourself? What is still out there that you want? Now is the hour. Write it down. It's magic. Write it down. It will happen. It's working in the energy of the universe.